Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
I've been very aware of the purging. That is the word that I would use for what's gone on among us. And it's been going on for some of us for decades, but it's really intense right now. And our focus has to be total on Christ. And I believe everything we're going through is laying down our lives to be totally focused on the King who is coming. And to do His will, prepare. I really believe what Martha has said all along. We're a small group with disproportionate influence because we are getting rid of ourselves completely. Our self is being annihilated, that the Son of God may have His way. And I think a lot depends on us. I think far more than we've realized. We never dreamed of what was happening in this country. None of us ever dreamed that this kind of thing could happen this fast. That two elections we could have and it's gone. Everything that we've known. And our job is to turn away from looking at that, get our eyes on our King, and get this, the population of the world, where it's supposed to be, and for Him and for His glory. And what Martha's talking about is the incredible glory of the presence of God and the terror that is going to strike in the hearts of many people. And I've had to fall on my face many a time over my own mess. But when I look at what some of these people have done, that is worldwide disaster. What they're facing, I think it was Lance, might not have been, that said, get on your faces for these people because there is a wrath of God that's coming that none of us can imagine for these people who are not focusing on Christ and are still in self. So every day that we get annihilated in ourselves, we open the kingdom for Christ in that annihilation. I believe it's going through our families, very much so, because He promised us our children and our grandchildren, and they're going to come into this too. And a lot of mine are facing awful stuff daily. They're getting the purge too, even though they're not in this place with us.
I also see during this time, not only the purging, but the protection. The immense protection in the government of God that has always been in place. I have just recently so pondered the Israelites coming out of Egypt and the fathers of the homes, they were called to be obedient for the entire family. It was their responsibility to put the blood on the doorpost and on the cross piece. And you know, there wasn't one delinquent father in Israel at that time. Every family came through. And I feel like the purging is for the nation and for the government of God to go forth. And for all of us, we all have families. And are we willing to be responsible for whatever God calls us to for our families? And I think for the men, I have such a heart for the men of this nation who are believers to, you know, stand for their families, because they're kind of the secret of God's government comes through authority, delegated authority. And I pray for the purging we're all in, I think, has a lot to do with authority as well.
We're really truly called to rule and reign. And that's what I believe, Gene, that's our involvement, because we're being trained to rule and reign. And I think that He has set it up specifically that we would be involved with Him. that he doesn't want to do it alone. He wants us to be in agreement with what he wants to do and to stand and learn and reign and rule with him. And, you know, it's not like we're just going to sit back and he's just going to do it all and it's going to happen. That's not the way he set it up. As God, he wanted to have it where we were going to be co with him in agreement, his body. And so I that blows my mind that it's not like he's just going to come and do it. He wants to involve himself in his people. He wants our agreement. He wants our connection. He wants our submission. Yeah, submission and obedience and willingness. Absolutely, absolutely.
No ruler rules without being under authority. The ruler is the servant of all. And we've gotten away from that reality that the king is actually everyone's servant, just as Jesus came as a servant. So we've had too many rulers and people in authority who didn't answer to anybody, and we do all over the world right now. So we are being trained to be under authority so we can assume authority when we will be completely trained.
That's the purging, and the training to me is to serve. And that takes purging. We all want a grand position of telling or being important, but we have lost the concept that authority serves. And authority is responsibility. It's not about being grand. It's about being responsible.
That was the purpose of Jesus' life. It was the provision of what God wanted everyone to be. He served the lowest of the lows, the most evil of the evils. He humbly came to those in need. And that's what we're here. That's what the purpose of obedience, of listening, of waiting, of transformation, of everything. It is to become one with Christ so much that at the end, when we come to rule and reign with him, there will be no depiction between him and I. It'll be Christ in Christ, Christ in Christ, Christ in Christ. God will look down and see Christ ruling his sons and daughters. And that's the purpose of what we're going through now. It is allowing ourselves to be transformed. And it's like, I can't remember, I think it was Joan. 2 weeks ago when I was here, she said the first time that she saw Martha, she didn't see Martha. She saw Christ. And that's where we all want to be. That's where we all want to allow God and Christ to get us to be, is when we go to these places, like even coming from my hometown. The next time that I go to my hometown, I want to be so involved with Christ, they don't even recognize me anymore. And I'm very well known. I know thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people. The wrong way. But for me to give myself in obedience to what he has asked of me and come here and be with you guys and serve John, and it's such a beautiful opportunity. Yes, it hurts because I'm still going through the transformation of it, but I see the other side of it because it's something that I don't even know. I can't even put words to of what he's going to do in my life. But I know what I've lived. And so that's the end goal, to be one with Christ so much that there's no depiction between the two. It is Christ between you and I. It is Christ between you and I, you and I, you and I, and that relationship with God.
Thank you, Kyle, for telling us a little about yourself. We want to be here for you. And you've really introduced the next session, because the reason we go through all this is to have the nature of the Lamb, the Lamb. And we have to, there's nothing in us Lamb-like. We're not that meek, we're not that kind, we're not that gentle, we're not that peaceful. But this is creating that nature, not creating it anew, but investing his nature. When we respond right to having to endure That's how we find our soul. And I didn't know that till this just second. I wanted to know, how does that make you? How does endurance create yourself? It creates the nature of Christ. Because there's something that happens to you when you endure and endure under great suffering of every kind that imparts the nature. He's only going to marry lambs. The bride is called the Lamb, the bride of the Lamb, and she will be a lamb-like being. She will have been transformed. That's the purpose of all this fire that we go through and become cleansed. It's to become, have the nature of Christ. Iniquity is having the nature of Satan. And there's a scripture about that. But that formation causes us to need Christ more than people, more than words, more than anything, to need the very man of Christ to be my solution and then be that enmeshed, if you could say enmeshed, indwelt by his very nature. But what he has to do,
unified,
one union. And St. Gertrude said, I am not he, and he is not me. We are a one. We are completely an IU, a different being that has ever been. It's an IU. So, but the purpose, it's so funny, that word purpose. It's always been in me, hasn't it? When we get bored driving, I would say, it's all about the purposes. We just got to find the purposes. The purpose, that's it. Because the purpose is everything, and everybody has to have the purpose. Because we don't know what the purpose is, but we got to find out. And he would bear with me. But it was not jibber-jabber, actually. I thought it was. It's the truth.
It was prophetic.
Beautifully prophetic. That's the secret that Viktor Frankl discovered. If you have a purpose, you can live through a Holocaust. If you have no purpose, you will die.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.